What if kittens play for Glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and not today, Mr. Eric. Hey, Fred. Folks, this is Fred the dog. He's pretty much
the star of the show.
One of our most beloved characters, anyway.
The star? Yeah, they know. And they also know that my tongue is too long for my mouth, so my voice sounds this way. But what they don't know is that you're not hosting the show.
I'm not?
No, you're sleeping.
I think I'd know if I were asleep.
Okay then, Mr. Fully Awake Host Person. Tell us, who's our what if question from today?
Yeah, well, I've got it written in my notes right here. Only the letters are all higgledy-piggledy.
It's because you're dreaming, silly. People can't read in dreams. That question's from Sal, by the way. It'll explain everything.
Name is Sal, and I like my bike. And my last question is, what if world came inside my bedroom? Thank you.
So I'm actually asleep in my bedroom, and this is just what if world as a dream in my room?
Not just a dream. It's your chance to take a little break. We've got you tonight, buddy.
It has been a tough couple of weeks.
Tell me about it.
Well, first, our youngest child was sick for a whole week, and then...
Oh, that was a rhetorical tell me about it. Why don't you just hop on this tandem bike, and we'll ride around What If World together?
Are you gonna pedal the bicycle with your stretchy tongue or something?
No, I just like to have my own seat. Get pedaling, Mr. Eric.
Feels a little unfair.
The world is unfair sometimes, Daddy. But don't I deserve a break?
Oh, of course you do, Fred. It's just... Wait a minute. You sleep 18 hours a day.
Uh-uh. Now that I moved to What If World, I can sleep for 25 hours a day.
Oh, right. That sounds nice.
It is. You should stick around for a nap later.
But I'm already asleep.
Don't you dream about napping? I guess you really do need a break.
Speaking of which, I've been pedaling around my bedroom for 5 minutes. Can I stop soon?
All right, here we are. My earliest memory.
So let's find out. What if world came inside my bedroom?
Hey, I thought you weren't narrating today.
Oops, force a habit. So why are we inside your earliest memory?
Because if you're taking the day off, I'm giving the people what they want. All Fred, all the time. This is my life on What Is World.
Oh, cool.
Only this time we're going to make it better because we're dreaming What If World into your bedroom, you know?
Yes? Oh, weird. Is this Brooklyn?
More like Brooklyn, but yeah. See, there I am as a puppy, all cold and alone on the street.
Oh, that must have been scary, Fred, until you got rescued by Karen.
Talk about unfairness. But with What If World in your bedroom, we can change all that.
Oh, I guess.
Let me get into character. Oh, always me, a little pink puppy, lost.
Pink?
Yeah, our patron Lucas asked, what if Fred the dog turned pink? It's pretty essential to the story.
Oh, of course it is. So wait, who or what in the what if world is that?
Oh my! Look at this poor pink puggly dog! I shall rescue you straight away!
Thanks, Mummy Daddy!
Is that supposed to be, like, me and Karen smushed together?
Shh!
I quit my job, doing whatever unimportant thing I do, to become a world-famous archaeologist, searching the world to find my magical pink puppy, the rarest sticks of all.
Oh no, Mommy, Daddy, those sticks belong in a museum.
Nonsense! No other life would be fair to you, my sweet pink baby. I shall never leave your side.
Okay, if you say so. And thus, the years passed. And Mommy, Daddy...
Wait, you're also narrating this story?
Thus, the years passed!
Oh, sorry.
And Mommy, Daddy hired a servant named Jinjotis, the kitty dog. Jinjotis had to play with Fred every day and sleep on the floor every night so I could have the bed all to myself.
Dearest Fred, you are the wisest, pinkest, and cutest of all pets. Let me take all your baths for you and let Mommy Daddy brush my teeth alone. It's only fair.
Oh, no, that would be too much. But also maybe get all my nail trimmings, Jinjotis, because I don't like that either.
Your wish is my command.
Oh, Freddy!
Yes, Mommy Daddy?
My life is perfect because you're in it, but I fear your life is incomplete. I must hire one more servant. Their name is Messy Baby, and they will roll behind you in their high chair, always throw their food on the ground, and never try to grab your long tongue.
Yes, I think I deserve that. And so, Freddy, Mommy Daddy, Jinjotis, and Messy Baby lived happily ever after. Forever pink, smelly, full of sticks, and never alone. The end.
Sounds like the perfect life, Fred.
Yeah, I guess.
You sound uncertain. Isn't this everything you always wanted?
Yeah, I get to be that little pink dog whenever I imagine, and I'm not achy and old, and my tongue is never dirty unless I want to eat dirt. Finally, everything is fair.
I notice you keep mentioning fair. What does fair mean to you?
Oh, that's easy. It means I get what I want.
Close, Fred. Fair is everyone getting what they need when they need it.
Like sticks and a clean tongue?
Sure, but there are lots of other things we need, too.
Name several!
Okay, safety, shelter, connection, hope, opportunity, acceptance, fun!
That's too many things! No wonder the world's so unfair.
Come on, Fred. Hop back on this tandem bike with me.
Okay, but it's got 3 seats now. And also sparkles, and a bell that sounds like a chew toy, and a french fry dispenser in the handlebars.
That's rad, Fred. Let's go. I'll pedal.
And I'll help.
Oh, hi, Wendy and John. Want some french fries?
Always, but I'm here to take you back to see...
You're a time traveler. You can literally make time to eat french fries.
Point taken. This is very solid. Nice and crispy, too.
Maybe you can eat and pedal at the same time?
Mr. Eric, doesn't Wendy Anna deserve a break?
Oh.
So... fair!
Hey, I remember that smell. It's the bridge of 1,000 puppy and people peepees. Oh, I do miss Brooklyn.
Me too, if not for all the same reasons.
Oh, look! It's that old pie shop. And who's that walking near me?
Well, that's me.
What? But you don't smell like a daddy at all.
That makes sense.
Where's your sweater? Where's your beard?
I guess I wasn't ready to be a dad back then. But this is when I first met you.
No way!
You kept your nose down a lot that day, and... Your mom and I hardly knew each other.
Oh, you really missed out.
I know that now. I missed so much time with both of you. Sometimes it feels unfair.
Okay, Wendy and if you're done eating fries, can you help us change history so Daddy and I can have a few more years of stinky cuddles?
Afraid not, Freddy.
A part of me wants that too, Fred, but I know it's not what I needed back then. I had a lot left to learn and do for myself and others, and it wouldn't be fair for me to change any of that.
So, I can't change anything about my life? Not even the unfair parts? Because then I wouldn't be me, and maybe I wouldn't be me. No fair.
Come on, let's time travel somewhere else. The more I pedal this time traveling bike, the more French fries I get to eat.
Oh yeah, good point. Give me some of those fries.
Okay, yeah, French fry handlebar is a great idea.
So, that pink puppy, he's me, but also he's not me?
He's only a few what-ifs away.
But if you what-if away those big, important details of your life, well, who knows what might have happened?
I mean, there's a pretty good chance you would have never been the what-if world Fred the dog that all these kids know and love. No way.
Well, yeah, I might have never made the show.
What?
Yeah, no life is totally perfect or fair, but it got us here. So we can accept that.
And keep working to make the world a little more fair.
Now you're getting it, Fred. And I know just the place to show you next.
Where are we now? I've never been to this lake. Whoa, although the mud does have an excellent dead fishy smell.
Look, you see there? That's Pink Puppy Fred, sitting at the shore beside a child that I've never met.
Maybe someone listening to the show right now. And you're taking a break from your adventures for some stinky cuddles. You were a dream come true for them today, and part of 1,000 new stories that they and other kids like them will dream up the next time they sleep. So even though I didn't get the perfect life with a mummy daddy who's also an archaeologist
and a Jinjotis servant and a messy baby who throws you all their food,
I can accept those things because it got me here, sitting by this beautifully stinky lake with all these kids who love me.
And a couple of grown-ups too, I say.
Oh, yeah, I can accept that. Ugh. I'm getting pretty sleepy.
I know, Fred.
You know, you humans may have to work more at being fair, but I think we doggies are pretty much the fairest of them all.
Can't argue with that, but I am gonna get going, so you two can have a nice stinky cuddle.
There's always room for one more, Wendy and
Yeah, but I just got my explorer's outfit dry cleaned.
Okay, fine. Turned out to be a pretty nice day in What If World in your bedroom at night.
I can't argue with that. You comfortable, Fred?
Oh, it's a good stinky cuddles.
Good.
Hey, Daddy, why do you tell stories?
I've been thinking about that a lot lately, Fred.
I know.
Well, I believe we can all make the world a little more fair.
Like safer and hopefuler. And funner.
Yeah. And we're only a what-if away.
Dad?
Yeah, Fred?
Can I have sticks for breakfast?
A whole forest, buddy.
Okay.
Good night. Lucas and Sal, thank you very much for your questions. And I hope you all enjoyed your story. And I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, my dog, Fred, for being truly one of a kind. And all you kids at home who are making the world a fairer place, one what if at a time. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
The Oregon Coast Aquarium is celebrating 30 years of protecting the wet, the flippered, and the adorable. From saving stranded sea turtles to rehabilitating abandoned snowy plovers, the aquarium remains committed to supporting marine wildlife. Our exhibits, animal ambassadors, and programs connect visitors from near and far with the wonders of the Oregon coast, inspiring generations to take action for our ocean. Join us in celebrating 30 years of the Oregon Coast Aquarium at aquarium.org.